理课堂听 class.com。
College English Test, Band 4.
Part 1.
Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Now you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1.
I'll be the main talker in the classroom discussion tomorrow morning. I'm a little nervous indeed.
I hate to get up in front of an audience. I often forget what to say, and I don't know where to put my hands.
Oh, not so serious as that. Someone might get frozen up for a while before the audience. But when you have made a start, you'll carry on with what you've prepared, and your performance wouldn't be too bad.
Yes, there is something I should learn from you, you know, self-confidence. By the way,How have you prepared your speech?
Not very well, I'm afraid. I didn't write every word of the speech, just an outline of about 80 words.
Are you sure you can do the presentation well, only depending on a rough draft of main ideas?
Yes, almost. You know, the speech is about my personal experiences in learning spoken English. I'm going to talk on the most familiar topic of my study to my classmates.I'm not afraid of anything. The key problem is how to compose the speech in a reasonable way.
You're wonderful. May you succeed in tomorrow's public speaking.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What will the man do tomorrow morning?Question 20. What would be talked about in the man's presentation? Question 21. What is the key to a successful speech, according to the speaker?Conversation 2. It's good to see you back. How was your trip to Arizona? Did you see the Grand Canyon?
Yes, it was fantastic. Now I know why it is listed together with the Nile River as one of the great natural wonders of the world. Here, want to see the picture I took?
Oh, what a view. It is even bigger than I had imagined. I remember reading about the Grand Canyon, and I think it saidthat it was formed suddenly when the Earth's crust split open during an earthquake.
Well, not that quickly. Look, here is the picture of the Colorado River. See, way down at the bottom of the canyon. That river and its tributaries have been wearing the canyon floor away for 10 million years.
Then the canyon is the result of soil erosion. I'll bet geologists have made some interesting discoveries here.
Not only the geologists, archaeologists have found the bones of extinct animals in caves in the canyon walls. In a cave 140 feet above the river, they found driftwood that dates back as far as 37,000 years.
That means the river must have been 140 feet higher up when it carried the driftwood into the cave.
It's very possible, but of course, who knows?The Grand Canyon is full of mysteries. Wouldn't you like to go to Arizona someday?
You bet I would.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. Where has the woman been? Question 23. Which river is the Grand Canyon located in? Question 24. Where does the woman say the driftwood was found? Question 25. What is the man likely to do someday?
Section B.
Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Pamela Royal and her partner, Edith Clark, are the owners of the Sea View Hotel in Brighton. As much of their business is seasonal, they do a good deal of the work themselves. In order to make a profit, it is necessary to keep down the cost of extra staff. Although they will never make a fortune, for the last 10 years, they have earned a reasonable living from the hotel. They work extremely well together, and each has her own duties. In general, Pamela does the bookkeeping. She is excellent with figures, and seldom makes a mistake. She also takes care of the decorations, particularly the flower arranging, which is her hobby. Edith, on the other hand, makes all the staff arrangements and, when necessary, does the cooking. She is a very patient woman, and if guests make complaints, she tries her best to solve their problems. However, the two ladies do not do all the work themselves. They usually employ college students to do the cleaning and washing up. Old Albert, who is a retired policeman, goes in 2 hours a day to do the gardening and take care of the swimming pool. Both ladies are very popular. They believe in having an informal relationship with their guests and often make friends with their regular visitors. Last month was their 10th anniversary in Brighton, and they had a dinner for their friends to celebrate. Pamela gave a speech, and everyone wished them lots of success for the future.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26.
How do Pamela and Edith manage to keep down the cost of the hotel?
Question 27.
What jobs in the hotel are given to the college students?
Question 28.
Why are the two ladies popular in the area? Passage 2. Some people dream of being President of the United States, some of becoming stars in a Hollywood movie, and others of making millions of dollars overnight. Could a dream like that come true in real life? Well, it did happen to Peter Johnson. Peter was an auto mechanic. One day, he walked into the Union Trust Bank in Baltimore and took $5,000 that did not belong to him. The guards and other employees stood back and let him stuff the bills into his shirt and pants without trying to prevent him from taking the money. No one pressed an alarm. No one pulled a gun. No one called the police. Why did they allow him to get away with it? Well, everything was legal. Peter had won a contest promoted by a Baltimore radio station. The first prize entitled him to enter the Union Trust Bank and gather up as much money as he could lay his hands on within 5 minutes. Because he could not bring any large sacks or boxes into the bank, all the money had to be placed in his pockets. As the time went by, Peter ran about wildly and tried to pick up as many large bills as he could find. When his time was up, he was out of breath, but was $5,000 richer.
Questions 29 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29.
Why did Peter go to the Union Trust Bank?
Question 30.
What was Peter's job?
Question 31.
What did the guards do when Peter started gathering the money?
Question 32.
Why didn't Peter take more money from the bank? Passage 3. Larry Smith is one of the rescuers on the Golden Gate Bridge. His job is to save people who attempt to jump into the sea. If the telephone rings at 3 in the morning, he knows it's trouble. Someone is threatening to commit suicide. Larry will get his things ready, and in no time he'll be out the door heading for the spot. "If you aren't too late," Larry says, "you climb out onto the cold steel and try to talk to the poor soul and pull him or her back to safety." Many suicide attempts are made on the spur of the moment, and lives can be saved. But if you fail, if the person jumps into that bottomless fog, there's no describing how helpless you feel. Often, would-be jumpers are driven to despair and see no hope of getting out of their misery. The trick is to open a channel of communication with them. Following are some tricks that have worked. "Hey, if you're going to jump, at least give me your mum's phone number so I can call and tell her. That's a nice watch. If you're going to jump, can I have it?" Sometimes all it takes is the voice of a human being who cares. Larry estimates he has rescued about 30 people in his 10 years of service.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 33.
What is Larry's job?
Question 34.
What is happening if Larry's phone rings at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Question 35.
What does Larry Smith usually do to stop someone from jumping off the bridge?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard, or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written.
Now, listen to the passage.
There are a lot of good cameras available at the moment. Most of these are made in Japan. But there are also good quality models from Germany and the USA. We have investigated a range of different models to see which is the best value for money. After a number of different tests and interviews with people who are familiar with the different cameras being assessed, our researchers recommend the Olympic BY model as the best autofocus camera available at the moment. It costs $200, although you may well want to spend more, perhaps as much as another $200, on buying additional lenses and other equipment. It is a good Japanese camera, easy to use. Equivalent German models tend to be heavier and slightly less easy to use. Whereas the American versions are considerably more expensive. The Olympic BY model weighs only 320 grams, which is quite a bit less than other cameras of a similar type. Indeed, one of the other models we looked at weighed almost twice as much. Similarly, it is smaller than most of its competitors, thus fitting easily into a pocket or handbag. All the people we interviewed expressed almost total satisfaction with it. The only problem was a slight awkwardness in loading the film.
Now the passage will be read again.
There are a lot of good cameras available at the moment. Most of these are made in Japan, but there are also good quality models from Germany and the USA. We have investigated a range of different models to see which is the best value for money. After a number of different tests and interviews with people who are familiar with the different cameras being assessed, our researchers recommend the Olympic BY model as the best autofocus camera available at the moment. It costs $200, although you may well want to spend more, perhaps as much as another $200 on buying additional lenses and other equipment. It is a good Japanese camera, easy to use. Equivalent German models tend to be heavier and slightly less easy to use. Whereas the American versions are considerably more expensive. The Olympic BY model weighs only 320 grams, which is quite a bit less than other cameras of a similar type. Indeed, one of the other models we looked at weighed almost twice as much. Similarly, it is smaller than most of its competitors, thus fitting easily into a pocket or handbag. All the people we interviewed expressed almost total satisfaction with it. The only problem was a slight awkwardness in loading the film.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
There are a lot of good cameras available at the moment. Most of these are made in Japan, but there are also good quality models from Germany and the USA. We have investigated a range of different models to see which is the best value for money. After a number of different tests and interviews with people who are familiar with the different cameras being assessed, our researchers recommend the Olympic BY model as the best autofocus camera available at the moment. It costs $200, although you may well want to spend more, perhaps as much as another $200 on buying additional lenses and other equipment. It is a good Japanese camera, easy to use. Equivalent German models tend to be heavier and slightly less easy to use, whereas the American versions are considerably more expensive. The Olympic BY model weighs only 320 grams, which is quite a bit less than other cameras of a similar type. Indeed, one of the other models we looked at weighed almost twice as much. Similarly, it is smaller than most of its competitors, thus fitting easily into a pocket or handbag. All the people we interviewed expressed almost total satisfaction with it. The only problem was a slight awkwardness in loading the film.
This is the end of listening comprehension.